Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Babasa Daf Pei Dalet. We left off on Daf Pei Gimlam Beis. We are at the Gemara right after the Mishnah on Daf Pei Gimlam Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha Aleha Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian, for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Hatzlacha for our soldiers and our captives. They should all return home safely, and also by Simi and Moshe Kleinman, in memory of Simi's grandmother, Miriam Bas Yitzchok Yaakov, whose yahrzeit is today, and also by Michelle Small Roth and Aaron Moshe Roth and family to commemorate the 47th yahrzeit of Saul Small, Shalom David Ben Nachum Elio Halevi, and Neshama Shavin Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss today is, first, the Gemara is going to talk about if an item was mispriced and then after the transaction the value swung drastically in the other direction. So I really underpaid for something and I thought I got a great deal, and then it turns out that the value of the item went down so much that I've now overpaid for it. Or the opposite. Initially the seller thought that he got so much money for this item, and then it became a collection item, so now it's worth so much more, and he could have gotten so much more for it. So how do we handle ona'a in such a case where there was ona'a at the time of the mekach, but now it swung in the other direction? Then the Gemara is going to try to prove what color the sun is. You notice sometimes in the morning the sun appears to be red, other times the light of the sun certainly appears to be white. So is the sun red? Is the sun white? And how do we explain the discrepancy between the way it is perceived at different times? Then the Gemara is going to discuss whether wine and vinegar are considered to be two different minim, or they're the same min with just very different levels of quality. And it has nafkaminas not only for our sugya, it has nafkaminas in other sugyas in Shas as well, when it comes to chumas and maisos, not only mekach memkar, when it comes to chumas and maisos as well, and maybe some other sugyas as well. Then the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to talk about at what point the transaction is completed. At what point can nobody back out anymore? Because it is now finished. Now the transaction has been completed, assuming that the pricing was correct. And then the Gemara is going to talk about whether a kinyan can work in a simta. Is it possible to make a kinyan chatzer in a kinyan chatzer specifically? Obviously, you could always do a kinyan hagbah, but can a kinyan chatzer work in a simta? So a simta is off to the side of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and people are allowed to go there and put their stuff down there, but it's not owned by any individual person. So can one do a kinyan chatzer in a simta? The Gemara is going to have a couple of rayas, and that's going to bring us all the way to the end of the daf. So let's begin at the Gemara on the bottom of daf Pei Gimel Amud Beis. Amar Rav Chista, Machlo Shava Chamesh B'Sheish. A person mispriced something, so he sold an object that was really only worth 5 zuz, and he sold it for 6 zuz, so he got more money than it's actually worth. And then at some later time, before the mekach was kayim, v'hukar v'amar al Amar al Shmona, the item went up in value, and now it's worth 8 zuz. So it turns out that the mocher is the one that got the raw end of the deal. Now the mocher wants to back out because now the item that he was selling is worth so much more. He can go put it back on the market and he'll get more money for it. So the halacha is the mocher is not allowed to back out of this transaction, because minas ana, who is the one that cheated who at the time of the mekach? Lokeach, it's lokeach. Lokeach that was the one that was cheated. He's the one that overpaid for it. So Lokeach, Yochel Lachzer Bo. And therefore, the Lokeach is the only one that could be Chozer Bo. Now, Rav Chista holds that it's up to the Lokeach to choose whether he wants to be Chozer from the Mekach, or to be Toveya the Ona'a, to be Toveya that extra money. So the Rishonim discuss what would the din be in this case where it went up in value and now it's worth 8 zuz. Can the Lokech be Toveya the 1 zuz that he had overpaid for it at the time that he paid? Or do we say, no, be happy that you got something that's worth 8 zuz. You want to be Mvatel the Mekach, Kazunta Hate. But to be Tovea, the extra dollar, so now you paid, now you're going to get $9 worth of value out of it. So the Rush writes that he could be Tovea, since at the time that he paid, he overpaid. So just like he was able to be Tovea before the Chafetz went up in value, so too, that's locked in. He has the ability to be Tovea right now as well. However, the Rush then quotes Rabbeinu Yonah that he's not able to be Tovea that extra dollar, that extra Zuz, because Kol Zman, that the lokeach is able to be chozer, it means the mekach is not nigmar yet, and therefore it's not considered as if it went up in value while it was in his rishus. So it turns out that he paid 6 zuz for something that's actually worth 8 zuz, and you can't ask for an extra zuz if you paid 6 zuz and you got something that's actually worth 8 zuz. The Balamar writes that the Rav Chisda's Chiddush is that even if the Lokeach is Toveah his money and then it goes up in value, we don't say that from the time that he was Toveah, the Mekach is Batel. No, Kolzman, that he has not yet received the compensation for having overpaid, we assume the Mekach is not Batel, and therefore he could still stand to gain from the increase in value. So anyway, so the Lokeach is able to be Chozer, Vilo Mocher, says the mocher cannot be chozer. Why? Mishum da amrlei, because the lokeach can say to the mocher that the ilu lo onisan lo ava matzah sadar tabach. Look, had you not cheated me in terms of overcharging me for this item, then the mekach would be kayim and you would not be able to be chozer. Now that you've cheated me, you're going to be able to be chozer and make money off of the deal. That's going to be chote niskar. Why should you be able to benefit from the fact that you cheated me in the original sale? Now, l'chora, that taina is shayich even in a case where the ona'a was yoser mishlos. Not only where the ona'a was exactly 1/6, but if the ona'a was off by more than 1/6. So the Tosos raises the question, Dibra Maskel E, why do we assume the halacha in Masech that when it's yes mishtos batal mekach and that shneim yicholim lachzer bo, we should say that no, that the guy could should the lokeach should be able to say to the mocher, you should be in no better a position than had you not cheated me. So Tosfos quotes the shita of the Rivam that even if it's yoser mishtos, if the misana wants to hold on to the mekach as it is for the price that he paid for it, the me'ane, the one who did the cheating, is not able, the one who did the mispricing is not able to be chozer. It's only if in a case where the misana is tovea his own na'a that the other guy now could be chozer as well. Oh, you're backing out of the deal, so then I'm allowed to back out as well. But if you're not interested in backing out of the deal, then I'm not going to back out either. That's what Tosfos quotes. Then I'm not entitled to back out. That's what Tosfos quotes from the Rivam. Tosfos themselves, however, say that by ona'a of yoser mishtos, it's so distant from the actual price of the item that it's considered as if the item was simply never sold. And therefore, such a mekach is just completely void. It's completely invalid. So you can't have such taina. So you're the one that cheated me, so why should you be in a better position? Worse, it doesn't matter. There was no sale. So if there's no sale, so everyone could back out of the sale. That's how Tosfos understands in his first teretz. The Tana Tuna and the Tana of our Mishnah seems to support this idea because the Mishnah says that if the deal was that the mocher is going to give the lokeach yafos, good chitim, v'nimtzu ra'os, and it turns out that there are low quality chitim, lokeach yacholach sabo v'lo mocher, the lokeach can be chozer, but not the mocher, even though the chitim went up in value in the end. So you see that clearly that the lokeach was the one that was cheated, so the mocher can't be chozer bo, even though in the end of the day, he's the one that lost out, because in the end of the day, even though he thought he was getting so much money for what he was offering, it turned out that the product was actually worth more money than what he had sold it for. And the Mishnah must be talking about the Rashbam and Tosfos both point out the Mishnah must be talking about where it went up in value in the end, because otherwise there's no chiddush whatsoever in the Mishnah, right? Of course, if yafos nimtzu ra'os lokeach yachalach sabo, so it must be that no, even though it later went up in value, lokeach is yachalach sabo and not the mocher, that must be the chiddush of our Mishnah. Tosfos is bothered in Dibra Maskel Mai. Maybe the Mishnah is not telling me a chiddush. Meaning, what's the Tosa Rashbab's hechrich that it must have gone up in value later on? That otherwise, what's the chiddush? So Tosa says, what do you mean, what's the chiddush? There are definitely lines in our Mishnah that don't have a chiddush, right? The Mishnah had said, what if it was yafos v'nim to yafos, ra'os v'nim to ra'os? So he said, oh, then the mekach is kayim. There's no chiddush in that. So just like there's no chiddush in that line, there's no chiddush in this line either. It doesn't have to be that there's a chiddush all over the Mishnah. So Tosfos writes that yafos v'nimtzu yafos ein ochinami, there's no chiddush, but you understand why the Mishnah included that, because it's trying to tell me all four possibilities, so it includes even that which does not have a chiddush. But if even the Reisha doesn't have a chiddush, well then why is the Mishnah even talking about this? Meaning if even the case
cases of the Reisha don't have a Chiddush, and there's no Chiddush in the Mishnah at all. Meaning, when the Mishnah has a Chiddush to say, so it just exhausts all the permutations, and some of them have a Chiddush and some of them don't. Okay, I understand. It's just exhausting all permutations in order to teach me the Chiddush. But if nothing has a Chiddush, why would the Mishnah say something like that? Now Rav Chista says, and the reverse. V'yamar Rav Chista, Markalo Shava Sheish B'chamesh, I sell you something that's really worth $6 and you get a bargain. I don't realize it, but you're paying me too little. I'm charging too little. You pay me only $5 for it. And then after some period of time, V'huzlu V'amdu Al Shalosh, it goes down in value and now it's only worth 3 zuz. Now the Lokeach wants to be Chozer. He thought he had gotten a bargain, but now what he has is worth less than what he paid for it. So Minasana, who's the one that was initially got the raw end of the deal? Mocher was the Mocher who got too little money for what he was selling. So Mocher Yachol Achsebo, the Mocher could be Chozer, but Velo Lokeach, the Lokeach cannot be Chozer. Why? Da Amarle, the Mocher could say to the Lokeach, look, Ilulo Onisan, had you not cheated me, had you paid me a fair market price originally, Lav Matzadbach, the sale would be over, and any fluctuation that happens in price afterwards is your problem, and you would not be able to be Chozer. Hashta Matzadbach, now that you cheated me by paying me too little to begin with, now you're going to, that it went down in value, you're going to be able to be Chozer, and you're going to be able to undo this so that you can get the better end of the deal. V'tana Tuna, and the Tana of our Mishnah supports this as well, because the Mishnah also said, Ra'os v'nimtu yafos, if it was a low, the deal was to provide low quality, and it turned out to be very high quality, Mocher yachalaks above the Lokeach. The Mocher is able to be Chozer, not the Lokeach, and the assumption is, even if the chitim ultimately went down in value. So you see that if the mocher was the one who was originally getting the raw end of the deal, the lokeach is not going to be able to be chozer bo, even if in the end the mocher got the much better end of the deal. The lokeach was the one that was cheating the mocher, and therefore the lokeach loses any right to be chozer. So says Gemara, okay, now that you told me v'tana tuna on both halves of what Rav Chista said, on both cases that Rav Chista presented, so my kamashma nasisin he, meaning if there's a Mishnah that says exactly what Rav Chista said, and we kept on supporting it from our Mishnah. So what's Rav Chista doing? Meaning he's not telling me any Chiddush. We already have it in the Mishnah. So it says, nah, you wouldn't have necessarily been able to know Rav Chista's din from our Mishnah, because imi masnisin, if we would have only had our Mishnah, have a mina dumd Rav Chista tarvayu mati adibu. I would have thought that maybe in the cases that Rav Chista spoke about, where the price changed, both of them, both the mocher and the lokeach, can be chozer, because as long as one has the right to be chozer, the other one has the right to be chozer as well, because the mekach is not nigmar yet. What are you going to do with our Mishnah? Umasnisin haynu taima, and dafka in our Mishnah, where the mistake in our Mishnah, what was off in our Mishnah, was not the pricing, it was the min. You were supposed to provide min A, and you provided min B. So then the din is that only the misana can be chozer, like our Mishnah says, mishum dechsiv, because the pasuk says in Mishlei that ra ra yomer akona, and the pasuk says va'ozelo aziz halal, that it's the derech of a person who's going to buy schora from someone else to always complain that the schora is not good enough. So mele in the reisha where they both agree that he's going to receive chitim yafos, and then it turns out to be ra'os, and now the mocher wants to be chozer because the lokeach was cheated. The lokeach could say that he wasn't cheated at all, because I knew that it was going to be ra'os. I bought the chitim, the cheskas, that it's ra'os. And the sefer, where they both agreed that he's going to receive ra'os, and it turned out to be yafos, and now the lokeach wants to be chozer, because the mocher was nesana, so the mocher could sell him. The mocher could say to him, you bought it becheskas ra'os, and I'm molda that they are to you that they're ra'os, and therefore don't worry, I wasn't cheated at all, as opposed to a case of Rav Chista where there was a na'a in the valuation. So how can the lokeach be neman to taina that he knew that it wasn't really worth this, and nevertheless he still agreed to the transaction? People don't typically say, oh yeah, I knew I was overpaying and then overpay, or I knew I was underpaying and then
underpay, I was undercharging, and I went through with it anyway. So that's what Chris has to tell me, that the basis of our Mishnah is not ra ra yomer akona. It's because you can't be chozer. Only the person who was cheated originally in the original transaction could be chozer, and not the other party. So that's why I would not have known Rav Chista's din from our Mishnah. I need Rav Chista to talk about it, because the cases Rav Chista was talking about was where the pricing was the only thing that was off. It wasn't the merchandise that was off. The case in the Mishnah, it was the merchandise that was off. It was not the pricing that was off. Okay. Shchamtis v'nimtzeis levanu. We then said in the Mishnah that if you were supposed to sell a red wheat that was reddened by the sun, and it turned out to be levana, and it turned out to be white, or vice versa. So it says Gemara, Shchamtis. Where is Shchamtis? What kind of name is that? What kind of reference is that? So it must be that it's a reference to the chama. It's a reference to the sun. So we're referring to that which is red, the red wheat, as sun wheat. So Amra Papa Midiktani Levana Shmamina Haishimsha Sumkatihi. We can learn from there that the sun must in fact actually be red, because the wheat only comes in two colors. There's white and there's red. So if our Mishnah said that the two types of wheat are Levana, well, we know what that means. That means white. And the other one is Shchamtis. So you see, the one that's Shchamtis is the red type of wheat, and it's a reference to the sun. So it's a Lashon Chama. That's how the Rashbam explains. Tosus writes that if Papa's coming, tell me Allah lemaisa, that if a person is no dimin ha'adam, he's not allowed to get hanah from the sun. That if you take a neder, that I'm not going to get hanah from anything red. It's a funny neder, I'm not going to get hanah from anything red. So the Allah is that he's not allowed to get hanah from the sun. So Gemara is saying it's a little bit of an unusual discussion. Oh, we see that the color of the sun is red. Like, who cares what color the sun is? That's what Tosus says. No, what matters is that in terms of dine nedarim, so teda, and I'll prove to you that it's true. I'll prove to you the sun is red, because when you can get a real good look at it in the morning and in the evening, it's red. It's only in the middle of the day that it's not red. The reason we don't see it as red all day long is it's because our eyes don't have the capacity to be able to really take in the sun directly, and therefore in the morning and the evening where it's a little bit dark and we're able to look right at it, so therefore it appears to have a reddish color, so the sun is red. It's so fascinating, right? Meaning the Gemara's discussions, there are two possibilities of what color the sun is. It's either red or it is white. You ask any child, draw a sun, what color crayon are they reaching for? Right? They're not reaching for red, nor are they reaching for white. They're reaching for the yellow crayon. So, okay, the sun is actually white, by the way. I mean, from space, right, the sun always looks white. It's from the Earth's atmosphere that it gives it different colors at different times. I googled it right before this year. So I'm so curious. So it says Gemara Mesve. So the Gemara they asked on Rav Papa. We have a brisa in Maseches Negaim that's quoted in the Gemara in Shavuos, that a beheres amuka, that a nega that is deep, meaning the beheres that the Torah speaks about has to look like it's deep in the skin, and that's what the pasuk says. That he says that the Kohen sees it mareu amok mina or. It says vine mareu amok mina or, that the mare of the beheres is deeper than the or. Now, generally, deeper than the rest of the skin. Now, generally, that which is whiter looks deeper, right? Meaning, if you have a shadow, it looks like the shadow was on the sunny part. It's over laid over. It's the same depth. If you touch it, it's the same depth as the rest of the sidewalk. But it looks like the darkness looks like it's overlaid over that which is white. So kemari chama amuka minatzel. Just like where the sun shines, it looks deeper, further down than the tzel, than the shade does. So v'hasam lavanhu, the mara of the nega is lavan, and since the brisa compares the mara chama to the mara of the nega, so you see that the chama must also be white. So says the gemara, kemara chama v'lo kemara chama. No, the mara of the nega is like the sun in one way, but not like the sun in another way. Kemara chama da muka minatzel, it's like the mara chama in terms of the appearance of depth, but v'lo kemara chama dilu hasam lavan v'achadom. But it's not like the Marachama in that, by the Nega, we're talking about that which is white, but the sun is actually red and is not actually white. But according to what we were assuming initially, that the sun is actually white. How do you explain in the morning and the evening why it appears red if you hold the sun is actually white? So it says Gemara, but Safra, I'll tell you why it appears red in the morning. Because it's passing by the rose garden in Gan Eden. So it's reflecting the red roses of Gan Eden, and therefore it appears to be red. Bipanya, and in the evening when the sun is setting, it's reflecting the fires, the red fires of Gehenim, and therefore it appears to be red. So it's Gan Eden and Gehenim that you see early in the morning and late at night that are reflected in the sun, but the actual color of the sun is that it's white. And some say that it's just the opposite, that in the morning, where it's in the Mizrach, and it's reflecting that which is Kenegda, so that which comes out of the west, so that's Kenegad Gehenim, and the evening when it's in the west, and so it's reflecting that which is in the east, and the Gan Eden Mikedem, right? Mikedem means from the east, right? So the Gan Eden we assume is in the east. So that's the discussion about the sun. Now there is a Tosefta and there is a Yerushalmi that say that when it comes to baking matzahs, if a matzah was baked in the sun, you're not yotzei the mitzvah of matzah. That matzah has to be baked by a fire. It has to be baked in an oven. It cannot be baked in the sun. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky in the Sefer Derech Emuna on Hilchos Bikurim Parak Vav Alach Yud Beis in the Bir Alacha section of Derech Emuna. Derech Emuna is a remarkable sefer. It's Rav Chaim Kanievsky's Mishnah Brura on Seder Zra'im, and he has an incredible capacity to include a lot in very, very few words. So there's multiple volumes of Derech Emuna. So he asks from the Gemara in Maseches Pesachim, where it says Matzazu Shanu Ochlin Al Shum Shlo Hispik Btzeken Shalav Seinu Lahachmitz, because it says Ve'ofos Abatzik Asheretzim Mitzrayim Ugos Matzos, and the Targum Yonason says that what happened? Why did it not have a time to rise? Because at Yitzias Mitzrayim, their dough baked while they were carrying it on their heads on the way out of Mitzrayim. So says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, wait a second. The Yerushalmians have to say you're not yotzei the mitzvah of matzah with matzah that was baked in the sun. And then here you have a Targum Yonason that says that the original matzah was baked in the sun. They were leaving Mitzrayim in the Mideast sun, and the matzah baked in the sun. So he says maybe we could be miyashev based on what the Gemara Shabbos says. The Gemara Shabbos says that if you're mevashel b'chama or b'chami chama, you're potter on Shabbos. But if you're mevashel b'chami teveria, you're chayiv. Why is chami teveria going to be considered real bishul? Because chami teveria are heated by the fires of Gehenim. The chami teveria are warm. These hot springs of teveria are warm because they pass by the fires of Gehenim. So the Pesach of Gehenim has a din of actual fire. In our sugya, it says that the sun is really white, and because in the morning it passes by Gehenim, that's why it appears red. Yetzias Mitzrayim was in the morning time, so it could be that the Targum Yonason says, yeah, you bake matzah in the sun, you're not yotzei the mitzvah of matzah because that's the sun. But if the sun was heated by Gehenim, then it has a din of actual baking, just like you'd be chayiv on Shabbos for Chamei Tveria. So it would have a din of actual baking, and therefore the original matzah was kosher because it was baked by a sun that was heated by Gehenim, and therefore it's considered to be by fire. So that's sort of Chaim Kanievsky's very sharp kasha and teretz. And then he says, but the maskana of the sugya is that the sun is actually red, and the redness really has nothing to do with Gehenim or whatever, so it doesn't work out in the end, right? The Gemara's whole kasha was lefi the hava mina that the sun is white. How do you explain the redness? But that was only the hava mina. The maskana is that the sun is actually red, and the whiteness is simply because our eyes cannot take it in. Ben Yoyada says that the maila of davening im dimdum echama, the maila of davening right at sunrise, right at hanetzachama, it may relate to the fact that in the morning the sun reminds us of Gehenim and Gan Eden, Gehenim or Gan Eden, right? Two possibilities in the Gemara. So it could be that that's the maila. You want to daven at a time where you're reminded that this world is a very fleeting world, that there's a Gehenim and that there's a Gan Eden, and what we do matters in terms of where we're going to end up. So that's what the Ben Yoyada points out based on this Gemara. Okay, Yain v'nimtzah chametz shnei nichol nachzuben. We then said if you sold wine and it turned out to be vinegar, or the other way around, so they're both allowed to be chozer. So the Mishnah makes it sound like Yain and chometz are two separate minim, and therefore both the lokeach and the mocher are able to be chozer. Unlike chitim that were ra'os and turned out to be, that were supposed to be ra'os turned out to be yafos, or vice versa. Because ra'os and yafos are different qualities of the same thing. But yayin and chometz are two different products. So lema masnisin Rebbe, hivalo rabbanon. Our Mishnah seems to be taking a stand like the shita of Rebbe and not like the shita of the rabbanon. Titania, because we have a brisa, yayin v'chometz min echad hu, yayin and chometz, the yayin that turned into vinegar are considered to be the same min, and therefore you could be mafresh chumas and maestros from one on the other. But Rebbe omer shnei minim. Rebbe says they're considered two separate minim. So our Mishnah that holds lechora holds like Rebbe that they're shnei minim, and that's why both the mocher and the lokeach could be chozer, because you were supposed to sell me something else, a different product, as opposed to according to the chamim that they're both the same min. It's just yafos and ra'os. So only the one who was cheated should be able to back out, not the one who did the cheating should be able to back out. The halacha by Trumas and Maestros is that you're only allowed to be mafresh from oso min, from the same min to cover another min. I'm not allowed to be mafresh apples for maestros on oranges, or vice versa. It's got to be the same min. That's what the Rashbam points out based on the pasuk "Vayri Mosem Mimenu." And the Rashbam says, you know, there are other nafkaminas over here also in terms of whether it's the same min or different minim. For example, by the din of modu b'miksa sataina, that you chayv v'shua min haTorah, that the halacha is that if you're toveya someone chitim usa orim and he's moda in one of them, you're not chayv v'shua unless he's moda mimin hataina, that he's moda in miktsas of the min and was kofer in miktsas of the min. So according to the Chamim, even if you're Tovea the guy, Yayin v'chometz, and he's Moda, I owe you Yayin, but not Chometz, that's considered Mimin HaTayna, according to the Chamim, because Mimin HaTayna is determined by whether it's the same min. According to the Chamim, Mitaka is the same min. So anyway, so that's the Machlokas Tanaim, whether it's one min or two minim, and the Gemara is trying to say, you see, that our Mishnah is assuming like Rebbe, because our Mishnah assumes that they are two separate minim. So says, well, no, I feel the Tamer Rabban. You could even say that our Mishnah assumes like the Rabbanan. Ad kan lo pligi Rabbanan alei de Rebbe. The Rabbanan only disagree with Rebbe ela l'inyan Maiser u'Truma. When it comes to Maiser and Truma, where you're being mafresh from one on the other, ukid Rabbi Ila'a. And even though the vinegar is worse than wine, nevertheless, the Truma is going to be chal in line with what Rabbi Ila'a taught us. Dama Rabbi Ila'a, minayin l'tori min ha-ra'a ala yafa, she Truma so Truma. How do I know that if I'm torim from that which is a lower quality product on that which is a higher quality product, that the truma is valid? Shenemar velosisu alav chet parim chem eschel bo mimenu. That if you're mafresh truma, if you're being mafresh truma from the on the better quality thing, losisu alav chet. So from what it's telling you not to do, you can learn what to do. That if you're mafresh min ara ala yafa, then it's going to be yisachet. Meaning if you take from the good stuff, so a little sisu of chait, you did nothing wrong. The implication is, if you take from the bad stuff, you did something terribly wrong. Now, from there, you see that why did I do something wrong? Just say that it's not truma. Just try again. No, it must be that the truma is chal. That if I take from the bad on the good, the truma must be chal, and that's why it's yisol of chait. That's why I'm stuck with the avera. So there's no way to switch it out, because it's already the truma is already chal. So I'm no kadosh nasiyas chait lama. If there wasn't kadosh, then there would be no nesiyas chait. Selamai must be kadosh. So mikad l'torim min ara l'yafa shetrumas l'truma. You see from there that if you're torim min ara l'yafa, the truma is truma. So legabe truma the chum hold that yayin and chometz are considered to be the same min. Avelin mekach memkar. But when it comes to mekach memkar, where I'm trying to buy wine and you sold me vinegar, I'm trying to buy vinegar and you sold me wine. Dekuli alma, maybe both the Rebbe and the Rabban would be moda that the mekach would be batel, because he could denichle bechamra v'lo nichle bechala, he could denichle bechala v'lo nichle bechamra. When I want wine, I don't want vinegar. When I want vinegar, I don't want wine. They have totally different uses from each other. I can't make kiddush on vinegar, and the wine is not good in the cooking when I need red wine vinegar. It's not gonna, it doesn't achieve the same result. So that's different than chitim that are ra'os and yafos, where both of them have the same time. It's just one of them is higher quality and the other one is lower quality. So in the world of Mecca Chamem Kar, if they have totally different functions, that's what determines separate minim. But in the world of Trumas and Maisos, maybe the functions don't determine the separate min, but really what the core product was, what it started as. And it all started as wine, some of it turned to vinegar. So that's Ra'a and Yafa, the Gabi Trumas and Maisos, according to the Chachamim. But in terms of Mekach and Memkar, they're considered to be two completely different products. Okay, so now we pick up with the Mishnah on Daf Pei Dalaram Bei. So says the Mishnah, Hamokar Peros L'Chaveru, if a person is selling Peros to somebody else, Mashach V'lo Madad Kana, if you did a Meshicha, the buyer did a Meshicha on the Peros, even though he has not yet measured how much Peros there are in the basket, he's Kona, and neither of them is able to be Chozer on the Mekach, or to change the price at that point in time. The Rashbam points out that we're talking about that there was a known set price, where there was either a Shar Yadua B'Shuk, or they had an agreed upon price. Because if there was no known set price, then even if the Lokeach measured and did the Meshicha, still there's no Kinyan, because there's no Smichas Das to be Mekayim the Mechir if I don't know how much you're charging me for this. So I need to know, meaning I don't know what the price is, so then for sure there's no Smichas Das. So the assumption is that there's a set price, I haven't measured exactly how much I'm taking, but I did a Kinyan Meshicha, so then I'm Kona. But Madad V'lo Mashach, if I only measured it out but I didn't actually do a Meshicha, then Lo Kona. Then there's no Kinyan. So the Gemara is going to discuss where exactly these Peros are that you were Moded and were not Moshech. Now Tosos and the Rashba say we must be talking about a case that the Mocher did the Medida, that the Mocher was the one who measured the Peros, because if the Lokeach was Moded the Peros, it would be hard for him not to do a Maisa Kinyan. If he's measuring it, it means he picked it up, put it on a scale, say he did a Hagbah, he did a Meshicha, he did something with it to make the Kinyan. However, the Rashba quotes from the Raivi that no, you could even say the Lokeach did the Medida and he did not do the Meshicha, because Meshicha doesn't mean that you physically pulled it. Hakavah doesn't mean you physically lift it up. It means that you physically did those things with having das to be kona. But without das to be kona, then the physical act doesn't do anything. So if it was clear that you're only having das to be modeid and not to be kona, not to actually be moshech, not to actually be magbia, then that would not be a kinyan. So it could be that even the lokeach is the one that did the medida. V'im haya pikeach, the lokeach wants to be smart about it and he wants to be kona the peros right away, and the peros are sitting there in the Mocher's Rishos, so Socher's Mekoman. He could just rent the space where the Peros are from the Mocher, and it becomes his own Chatzar, and when the Mocher puts it in its place, the Lokeach is Kona with a Kinyan Chatzar. The Rishonim discuss this Schiros Makom. There are three basic Shitos, the Rashbam, and Dafayin Vavim Beis, and Rashi and Ksuba say that it means the Lokeach is Socher, the Makom of the object, and he's koneh it with a kinyan chatzer, and that's the Rambam sheet as well. Tosos on Ayin Vavam Ralf says that the Schiris Makom is like a Meshicha, that just like a Meshicha, your machnis, the object into your Rishos, so too Schiris Makom the brings the object into your Rishos by being socher the Rishos itself. So it's not a kinyan chatzer, the Schira of the Rishos is the kinyan. The Bala Iter understands that Schiris Makom works through a kinyan agav, that once I'm making a kinyan on the karka with this schirus makom, so agav that I'm kona any metaltlin also. So kinyan agav, you don't even need it to be in the actual karka itself, but I'm being kona through a kinyan agav. Halokeach pishton mechaveru vaitu in the Mishnah. If someone buys pishton from his friend, areza lo kona achi etaltanu mimakom lemakom. The lokeach is not kona until he moves it from one place to another. He's got to pick it up and be kona with a kinyan agba. V'imhayu mechubel lekarka, but if the pishton was still attached to the ground, v'talash kolshu kona, and he was totally, she detached a little bit, he's kona, the lokeach is kona, the pishtan. So Amar Abasi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, madad v'niachal gabi simta kona, that if a person is selling peros in kelim, and he puts, the mocher puts it on the karka of a simta, which is on the side of Rosh Hashanah, where everybody's allowed to walk, but you're also allowed to leave your stuff there. So even though everybody owns the simta, the mocher is taking his zuchus away from the karka. I mean, he's saying, I have no rights to this piece of karka right now, and therefore it says, if I'm putting it down in the Rishus of the Lokeach, and the Lokeach is able to be koneh with the Kinyan Chatzer in a Simta. So I'm going to say, Ravasi, Shema lo Shema Rebbe, maybe you didn't hear Ela b'modid l'toch kupaso. Maybe the case you're thinking of is where he put it into the Lokeach's basket, and it's the Kli of the Lokeach that's
considered lokeach chatzar, and that's why it works. But to just stamp it on the floor of the simta, lokeach can be called the kinyan chatzar in a simta. He doesn't own the simta, so maybe you're getting confused. So Amar Leis, Rav Asi said to Rabbi Zeira, "Dami haimer rabbanon kedlo gamri yinshi shmeita." This Talmud Chacham is like a person who never learned anything. Mada l'toch kupaso. In a case where you measure into the lokeach's kupa itself that's sitting in the simta, meim rabbi, I would need Rabbi Yochanan to tell me that you're kona in such a case. The kelim of the kona would work even Bereshus Mocher. So obviously that's going to work in a simta. So I wouldn't need you to tell me a chiddush that the kelim shel kona is going to be kona in a simta. No, the real chiddush was you put it on the floor of the simta and the lokeach is able to be kona. So kibbutz minei or lo kibbutz minei? Was Rabbi Zeira makabel Ravasi's answer that's what Rabbi Yochanan's shita actually was, that even on the floor of the simta or not? Meaning, does it work? Does a kinyan chatzar in fact work in a simta, or does it not work in a simta? Says, well, let's try some rayas. Tashma, dam Rabbi Yanai, who is Rabbi Yochanan's Rebbe, said that Amar Rebbe, the Rabbi Yuda Nasi had said, chatzar shutafin konin zemize, that in a chatzar it's owned by two people, you could be kona one from the other with a kinyan chatzar. So my love, al gabe karka, doesn't that mean that one of the shutafin wants to be kona from the other partner, and they're putting it on the karka that's owned jointly by both of them, and it works? So probably who didn't buy a simta? A simta is owned by everybody. So one guy could say, I'm being misalik my rights from this simta, and therefore you have the right to be kona with a kinyan chatzar. So you see it works. A kinyan chatzar works in a simta. Says Mar lo, l'toch kupaso. That's not a raya. When Rabbi Yana is saying in the name of Rebbe is that you could be kona in a chatzar shutaf, and one shutaf can be kona from the other, that's in the case where you're putting it into the kupa of the lokeach. Not that you're putting it straight on the ground, you're putting it into his basket. And achinami mistavra, it's most mistavra, that was the case that Rabbi Yanai was talking about, where you put it into the basket of the lokeach, to Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yaakov said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, modad, if you measure out the peros, v'iniach al gabi simta, and you put it on the ground of the simta, lo kone, you're not kone when you put it directly on the ground of the simta. So kashina adadi. Now the din of Rabbi Yaakov in the name of Rabbi Yochanan is so that which Rav Asi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and also the din of Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Yochanan's Rebbe. So meaning, what is it? If you put it in the simta directly, is it kona or is it not kona? Elav shmamina, must be that the resolution is that kan b'modid l'tov kupaso, kan b'modid al gabe karka, that when is it yes kona? If I didn't put it directly on the ground of the simta, I put it into the lokeach's kli, that's when it's kona. But if I put it directly on the ground of a simta, no, then it's not going to be kona. So shma mina, so we see that Rav Asi must have misunderstood Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan was talking when Rabbi Yochanan said that the kinyan works in the simta is only if you put it into the kupa of the lokeach, that you put it into the box that the lokeach owns, the kelim of the lokeach. And therefore Rabbi Zeira was not mekabel the response of Rabbi Asi. So the Gemara asks from our Mishnah on Rabbi Asi, and will prove that Rabbi Zeira was not mekabel. Tashma, another raya from our own Mishnah. Madad v'lo mashach, if you measured out the peros lokeach, measured out the mocher, measured out the peros, and there was never a kinyan meshicha, lo kana. So then it was not a kinyan. So it's pasha that we're talking about a case where you're modeid on the karka, because if you're modeid into the kelim of the lokeach, even Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yaakov would say that you'd be kona. So my love besimta. So aren't we talking about that you put it on the karka, and it's talking about a simta? So you see, against Rabbi Asi, who says that Rabbi Yochanan ruled that you're kona in this case, because the Mishnah says you're not kona on the ground of a simta. So it says, well, lo. Rishus Rabim. Mishnah's not talking about a simta. Mishnah's talking about a Rishus Rabim. In Rishus Rabim, you're a vadana kona when it's on the ground of Rishus Rabim. Yeah, ihachi. If that's what we're talking about, Rishus Rabim, a mereisha. The reisha says mashach v'lamadad. If you did a meshicha without a medida, kona, you are kona. Well, meshicha Rishus Rabim mikanya. Does a meshicha actually work in Rishus Rabim? Vabai Rav Adami Tarvayu mesira kona Rishus Rabim. Mesira works in Rishus Rabim. Ubechatz shein l'shal shneim, or a chatz that's owned by neither party, because you can't do a kinyan meshicha over there.
mishicha kona besimta, ubechatzushin shalshem. A mishicha will work in a simta or a chatzin that's owned jointly by both of them and not in rishus rabim. Vagba kona bekal makom, and agba works everywhere. But what do you see? That mishicha does not work in rishus rabim. So how can you say that our mishnah is talking about a case of rishus rabim, and yet our mishnah says that mashach v'lo madad your kona mishicha doesn't work in rishus rabim? So it says my mashach nami dekatani mirshus rabim li simta. When it says mashach in our mishnah, it means that you were moshech it from the rishus rabim into the simta. So the mishicha actually happened in the simta. Iach, if that's the case, ema seifa ma'yipikach zochers mekoman v'rishus rabim iman agar. Yeah, but if you're still going to make the ukimta that our mishnah is talking about in rishus rabim, so you said, oh, if you're a pikach, you should be socher that makom, and then you'll be kona with the kinyan chatzar or whatever kinyan agav, whatever the three shittos we had before are. But how can you be socher makom in rishus rabim? It doesn't work to be socher makom in rishus rabim. So it says, no. Hachikamar ve'im rishus bailimi. You have to add another line in the mishnah. Up until now, we're talking about rishus rabim. Oh, and if the peros happen to be in rishus bailim, it might be kach socher makom. And then you have an option of being socher makom, and that way you'll be able to finalize the kinyan. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with the bottom line of Pei Daled Amud Beis. Everyone have a wonderful day.